Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me for this segment, I have Diane Ibrahim with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. And there's been a rise in the number of reported hepatitis cases in San Bernardino County. We're going to be talking about that. So thank you for joining me today, Diana. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
Now, what is hepatitis and what is the difference between the different types of hepatitis?
Sure. So hepatitis is an infection of the liver. So hepatitis A is a viral infection. It causes jaundice, yellowing of the skin or eyes. Other symptoms include fever, fatigue, or dark urine. And sometimes infected people have no symptoms at all. So the three main types of hepatitis viral infections are A, B, and C. So they're all serious infections of the liver, but they are caused by different viruses. And each virus has a different way of spreading. So hepatitis A is passed from person to person through contaminated food or objects, and that's usually short-term and does not become a chronic infection. And there is a vaccine available to the public to prevent the disease. Now, hepatitis B is passed through blood and bodily fluids, and it's most often passed through sexual contact and also from an infected mother to her baby. And there also is a vaccine available for that. Now, hepatitis C is often passed, bloodborne, so when a person's blood gets in contact with another person's blood, but there's no vaccine available for that.
Okay, now how is hepatitis spread and how is it transmitted from person to person, hepatitis A mainly?
So hepatitis A can be spread if an infected person doesn't wash their hands properly after going to the bathroom and then touches objects such as food or drinks. And it, like I mentioned, it also can be spread through certain sexual practices in high-risk situations due to mainly unsanitary conditions, such as being homeless or using certain drugs, and then also eating food or drinking items that are contaminated with the virus.
Okay, now San Bernardino County is experiencing an increase in the number of reported hepatitis A cases. Give us an indication of that type of increase that they're experiencing and how that compares to previous years.
So between January 1st and July 10th, we've actually had 16 hepatitis cases identified among county residents. And during the same time period, when comparing to 2018, only two hepatitis A cases were reported. So this actually comes out to be a 700% increase of the total number of reported cases.
Now, who is being affected the most by this increase and why?
Cases are occurring primarily among high-risk populations, so that includes drug users, individuals experiencing homelessness, and then those in contact with the homeless, so those who might work at food banks or homeless shelters. So person-to-person transmission of Hep A might occur also sharing of contaminated needles or injection equipment.
Now, are other counties in California having this same problem?
So hepatitis pockets of cases have popped up throughout several counties in 2018. San Diego, Los Angeles, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties were affected and also associated with high-risk populations that I mentioned.
Okay, now is that mainly because the homeless populations have been increasing throughout a lot of these counties? Is that the main reason?
That could be it. I don't think we have a definitive answer to that, but it's certainly something we can look at.
Now, what is the health department doing to address the problem, and what are some of the preventative measures that need to be taken?
So when we determined that there was an increase of cases more than usual, so we took some steps to address it. So we engaged with the public. We notified healthcare providers. We offered vaccinations to the public in high-risk settings. We talked to food banks and homeless shelters and shared information on proper hand-washing techniques, general information and vaccines.
And speaking of the vaccines, are they useful? Do they help?
Yes, it is. It is very useful, especially for those in those high risk settings.
And what should someone do if they suspect that they do have hepatitis A? How can they get checked out?
So if a person thinks that they've been exposed to Hep A, they should see their health care provider right away. So after speaking to your health care provider, they may recommend an injection of Hep A vaccine with or without the immunoglobulin. So that's something that they can discuss with their doctor. If they're feeling very ill, they can certainly go to an urgent care. And if they're feeling extremely ill, they can go to the emergency room.
And what are some of the complications that someone may face if they don't treat hepatitis A?
So a lot of people actually don't have symptoms, but if they do, they can become severely ill. And, you know, the liver doesn't work properly, and you need your liver to do basic metabolic functions.
So, right. So if they don't treat that, I imagine they could risk having severe liver problems in the future.
Well, yeah, so people with existing liver problems, so those with Hep B or Hep A are more susceptible to hepatitis A. And people with chronic conditions, if they do get Hep A, they can be very, very ill.
And where can we find more information about hepatitis A? Is there a website?
Yeah, so we have a great website, San Bernardino County, for information. There's also California Department of Public Health, and also CDC has some really great information on Hep A.
Do you know the address for those websites offhand?
Sure. For our county, it's www.sbcounty.gov. The California Department of Public Health is www.cdph.ca.gov. And the CDC is www.cdc.gov.
Okay, great. And as we get ready to close here, how important is it for all of us to protect ourselves against hepatitis A?
So anyone who's not protected can get infected with the Hep A virus. So those who are in higher risk settings should consider the vaccine. I mentioned those who are experiencing homelessness or who are also recently incarcerated. Those who recently abused drugs are all high risk individuals. So, you know, this can be discussed with your doctor, but it is an important thing to do. And I do want to mention that hand washing is the best technique to prevent hepatitis A.
Okay, and I do have one last question for you. For those that are low income or maybe homeless and can't afford, doctors, is there a place where they can get low-cost vaccinations for Hep A?
They should first talk to their health provider. They should be able to access the vaccine that way. If not, their provider can also work on getting the vaccine or referring them to a location that will have the Hep A vaccine.
Okay, Diana Ibrahim with the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, and we've been talking about the recent increase in the number of hepatitis cases being reported in San Bernardino County. So thank you once again for joining me today, Diana. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.